Now, the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
And welcome, everyone, to the Wednesday edition of the Three Martini Lunch, along with Jim Garrity of National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, and proud to tell you today our podcast is sponsored by Simply Safe Home Security. Protect your home the smart way without the expensive long-term contracts using Simply Safe Home Security. Visit simplysafe.com/ricochet. That's spelled SimpliSafe.com/ricochet. And we'll tell you about a great deal you can get through Simply Safe a little bit later in the podcast. Jim, today is Wednesday, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. It is a well-established Three Martini Lunch tradition that the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, since we have no podcast on Thanksgiving itself, is our time of listing the things that we are politically thankful for. Jim, you get to kick it off.
Sure. I am thankful for the Republican Senate, Greg. This was something we really thought we were not going to get to enjoy this year or get to enjoy for much longer. The elections this year had more than a few surprises. I think whatever you know, if you are a traditional conservative, if you enjoy the Tea Party wave of 2010, a lot of those folks are coming back this year. They're going to be in a position of being in the majority, not in the minority. Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania is probably my favorite, and I thought the one who was most in danger this year, although I think probably Ron Johnson of Wisconsin stands in there as somebody who really looked like a goner almost the entire time, trailing a great deal in the polls. National Republican Senatorial Committee basically thought he was dead man walking, came on furiously at the end and managed to eke out a win, and now he knows where he's going to be for the next 6 years. It was clearly not the year for Marco Rubio as the to be president of the United States, but he will be in the Senate, and there's also some really reassuring buzz that his presidential ambitions are going to be on hiatus for a while, and he really wants to focus on being a prominent leading conservative voice in the Senate. Not every one of them made it, Kelly Ayotte, but you know, a couple of good candidates didn't necessarily get through. But look, the entire character and nature of the coming Trump administration are going to look really differently because of the GOP control of the Senate. I'll talk a bit more about that and my other things I'm thankful for. But some of the best stars in the GOP, real voices of conservatism, came back this year when it wasn't so clear about that. And that's the first thing I'm genuinely thankful for, Greg.
Yeah, it's an excellent one. I think that one's overlooked due to all the attention the presidential race got. If you want to see something happen, whether it's tax reform, overhaul of Obamacare, Supreme Court justices, I mean, a lot of this stuff is critical that the Republicans held on to the majority. And it was also nice to see, and you mentioned a couple of the races already, that the Democratic retreads did not succeed. Russ Feingold in Wisconsin and Evan Bayh in Indiana. In a year that people did not like insiders, this was definitely the wrong year for them to try and get their old jobs back. And I mean, Evan Bayh was smacked down by about 10 points. And in the end, Johnson beat Feingold by more than Trump beat Clinton in Wisconsin. So,
You know, Greg, it couldn't happen to a nicer influence peddler.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to stick with election night. And as we discussed throughout the political campaign, one of my – probably should be that just the election's over, but it's not one of my official ones. It's going to be that Hillary Clinton is not the next president of the United States. We're holding a wait-and-see attitude on what Trump is doing so far. I'm pretty encouraged by his cabinet picks. I like that he's giving Pence a lot to do. But ultimately, Hillary Clinton will not be the next president because – obviously, she lost, but we know what we would have gotten with Hillary Clinton. We know the Clinton record. We know the corruption. We know that she would be a lockstep liberal in everything, and she would have just pressed the gas pedal down on everything we've been railing against the Obama administration for doing the past 8 years. There was no silver lining in a Hillary Clinton presidency other than the fact that it might only last 4 years, but the amount of damage that could be done, particularly with a number of Supreme Court vacancies that probably would have happened more likely if she had been elected, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer. They probably would have cashed it in. Now they'll probably try to hold out for at least 4 years. But the fact that Hillary Clinton cannot do any more damage from an official capacity inside the federal government is a pretty nice thing.
Indeed it is. That kind of a nice segue to my second thing I'm thankful for. I recognize or I reserve the right to change this at some point or to look at things differently. Greg, but right now I'm really thankful not just for the Trump cabinet, or at least the names we've heard so far and the names being kind of floating around, but also a kind of a sense of his magnanimousness. We've seen him meeting with Mitt Romney. Nikki Haley, the governor of South Carolina, was critical of him during the primary, and He came out and met with her. We don't know exactly what, as of this taping, we don't know what role she'll be taking. Rick Perry. This is a very magnanimous and big-hearted and kind of a big-picture view from Trump, and not something I saw much of during the primary and the general election campaign. He is taking this seriously, and it seems to really want the best team around him, regardless of whether they supported him in the primary or not. And a couple of the other names that have been floating around sound really good. Maybe by the time people hear this, they'll already know it'll be kind of locked in there. But so far, this looks like a good cabinet and a good team around President Trump. And it's filled me with a great deal more optimism for the coming years than I expected to have during the grim, dark, nasty, mudslinging, bile-stewing months of the campaign.
Yeah, he just needs to create a secretary of withholding my iPhone, and things get a whole lot better. I'm going to go kind of on that same vein, but it's a selection we've already known about, and I just mentioned him in the last martini, and that is Mike Pence. I think when Donald Trump locked up the nomination, basically after the Indiana primary, where Pence is governor, back in May, we were doing a lot of hand-wringing. We weren't sure what we were going to expect. We weren't all that optimistic about Trump either having a chance to win or wanting to see him win, although we certainly didn't want Hillary Clinton. Thus, I think the selection of Mike Pence heading into the Republican convention in July really helped to at least get people to look at this ticket again, whether it's disaffected Republicans, whether it was social conservatives who didn't see a lot in the Trump track record to get on board with. And ultimately, they got 81% of evangelicals to support the ticket. And a lot of Catholics came home as well as a result of that, especially the way Trump engaged Hillary about partial birth abortion in the debate. I think Pence provided a steadiness, both publicly and privately. It looks like he's doing a good job heading this transition for the most part. His dominant performance against Tim Kaine in the debate, I think, gave people a lot of confidence that there was going to be a steady hand very close to Donald Trump if, in fact, he were to be elected president. As we saw just earlier this week when we were talking about Hamilton, Mike Pence is a professional, he's mature, and we know he's a solid conservative, and that can only be a good thing going forward. Jim, I guess if I could just sum it up in one word, I feel safer with Mike Pence at Donald Trump's side. He, as we said, he brings a lot to the table, and hopefully he will be listened to. And if safety is not only something you regard highly for your vice president and for the function of your executive branch, it's also important for the safety of your home. This holiday season, check home security off your to-do list. Protect your home with our friends at Simply Safe Home Security. Now is the perfect time to do it. Simply Safe is having its biggest holiday sale ever. Right now, take a whopping $200 off Simply Safe's special holiday security package. This award-winning alarm system has everything you need to protect your home. Everything. Listen to this. An arsenal of 17 security sensors to secure every door and window in your home. There's a panic button. A blaring extra siren. Apparently, that means you've got multiple blaring sirens. That's usually a decent deterrent. And a wireless connection to authorities and police dispatch so your home, your family, and everything in your home stays safe around the clock.
Now, usually this alarm system is $600, but right now it's just $400. This is the biggest deal that Simply Safe has ever offered its customers. Plus, there is no long-term contract, no installation costs, and no hidden fees.
Check it out now. Get your $200 off by going to simplysafe.com/ricochet right now. That's simplisafe.com/ricochet. All right, Jim, last thankful martini.
You can think of it as a cake that is not fully baked, or maybe I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. But I'm just going to have to wing it and do the best I can, and hopefully all of our listeners will understand. Greg, I am really, really thankful for Supreme Court justice to be determined. To be determined, I believe, has a fantastic record on the bench and or Senate and or somewhere else in life. There were a lot of possibilities when Scalia died. A lot of people thought that the court had been lost for a generation. It required the Republicans in the Senate to take a kind of very tough stance, one that got them a lot of criticism, arguing that they would not consider any nominee. Obama tried to force their hand, nominated Merrick Garland, considered something of a moderate by the standards of the Obama White House, but that's really not the highest bar to clear after Sotomayor and Kagan. And a lot of people wondered at some point whether it would make sense to just, take your chance with Garland because Hillary Clinton could nominate someone worse. Well, now we know Donald Trump is going to nominate to be determined. And to be determined is exactly the kind of justice that Republicans wanted to see on the court, or he or she may end up being close to the kind, or somewhere in the ballpark. We just don't know. But it's not a Hillary Clinton nominee, and we're hoping it's going to be somebody really good, from either great experience on the great state Supreme Court or in the circuit courts, or perhaps even Senator Ted Cruz. Whoever to be determined is, I have a feeling we're going to be pleased by him or her, and I look forward to seeing him or her make great decisions on the bench for many years to come.
Justice TBD with the majority opinion. Can't wait. Can't wait.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to be a little more – it's not really sarcastic because it's true. Harry Reid's not coming back next year.
really good. I wish I thought of that one.
After 30 years in the Senate and time before that in the House of Representatives, Harry Reid decided not to run for re-election in 2016. Sadly, his handpicked candidate won his seat, so there's still going to be a reliable liberal in that seat. Unfortunately, Dr. Heck would have been a much better choice for Nevada, but that state seems to be drifting more and more blue. Harry Reid is not just someone who was an obstructionist on critical issues, not just someone who bent or snapped the rules in half in order to get things done, like the way he got Obamacare through with the reconciliation and all that sort of thing. He's just an odious individual, lying through his teeth over and over and over again. Mitt Romney didn't pay taxes. That lie. He just told Chris Hayes he spent 2 days after this election worrying that Trump was going to get the world blown up. And this is a guy who's just been unhinged, nasty, was effectively cheering, I think, for us to lose the war in Iraq during the Bush years, just to make the political point. There's disagreement that can be done with maturity and dignity, and then there's disagreement that's done in spite not only of a political opponent, but in sometimes against the best interests of your country. And for Harry Reid to exit the stage far left can't come soon enough.
Excellent selection there, Craig. I'm now a little bit envious, but you know what? 2016 turned out to be a really darn good year. We have so much to be thankful for, both the arrivals and the departures, and hopefully by 2017 Thanksgiving, we're thankful for all the other good things that have happened in the year to come. So here's hoping, Greg. Thank you for joining me for this one more year of the Three Martini Lunch, and hoping everybody out there has a good, happy, safe Thanksgiving as well.
Can't echo that any better. Thank you, Jim, for all you do for this podcast. Your insight, your humor, you make it easy to do and fun to do every day. Thanks to our listeners. Got more and more of them every year, and we can't thank you enough for regularly tuning in. Tell your friends, and we know that you do, so thank you for that. So as Jim said, please, everyone, have a safe and very happy Thanksgiving. As always, of course, we're most thankful for the most important things in our life, and we hope you are too. So for Jim Garrity of National Review, I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Thanks for being with us. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and join us again on Friday for the next Three Martini Lunch. And remember to go to simplisafe.com/ricochet to get $200 off your SimpliSafe home security system. That's SimpliSafe.com/ricochet.